right, wonderful. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together. We have a little bit of coffee, we get into the Lord's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2022, we'll make it all the way from the book of Acts to the book of Philemon. I'm so glad to be with you this morning. I'm sorry about yesterday. I was on a phone call with a pastor out in India and just didn't have time to be able to jump on here in the morning. So we're going to just start where we left off. Romans chapter 3, verse 21. Let's have some coffee. We'll pray and we'll get into the Lord's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the grace you have shown us in Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for how wonderful you are toward us. We pray that we would see this morning, that we would know you, and we would know the great love that you have poured out upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, here we go. Romans chapter 3, beginning at verse 21. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate righteousness, because in his forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where's boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, if we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law, or is he the God of the Jews only? He is not also the God of the Gentiles. Yes, of the Gentiles also, since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised by faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. It's one of my favorite passages in the entire Bible, where he's been bringing this indictment against everyone. And here he gets to the point. Here he's showing that God is both just and the justifier. God is the righteous one and the one who declares us to be righteous. God is the one who uses faith as the instrumentality for justification. We can't keep the law. Problem is, all of us fall short of the glory of God. See, the condemnation is going on here, where he says that even the righteousness through faith in Christ to all who believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Just a little bit of grammar there. For all have sinned. Right? This is in the past. But if we thought, well, yeah, I did silly stuff when I was a kid and that was wrong. No, and fall. Now. Present, active, indicative. Now we still, as part of our human nature, we fall and we fail, and we cannot be justified by the law, because the law brings knowledge of sin and it shows us that we are sinful. And so what do we do about it? Oh, wretched man that I am, right? We have this problem that we are sinners, everyone, Jew and Gentile. So how can we stand before a righteous God? We need God to declare us to be righteous. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Christ to all who believe, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. See, we don't bring anything to our relationship with God. It is God who brings us into relationship with himself. This is the grace that he is showing us. He shows us divine favor by purchasing us with the blood of his own son. He declares us to be righteous. He declares us to be perfect in his sight. This is the wonderful thing here. And this is why he says, it is in verse 26, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness. See, we want to have our eyes on ourselves. We want to look to ourselves. We want to think about ourselves as, well, we're not too bad of people, right? But no, hold on. This, the whole good news of Jesus is that it is God demonstrating that he is righteous. He is the just one, and he is the justifier. This is why Jesus came and lived a perfect life under the law. He was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. This is a righteousness that's not our own. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but this is a righteousness that God is imputing to us. He is charging to our account. As the old theologians would say, this is an alien righteousness. And so the logical question then is verse 27, where is boasting then? It's excluded. But I can't boast about a gift. I can't brag about something that I didn't earn. But I sure can praise God for it. See, this is a beautiful thing. The mirror passage of this is Ephesians chapter 2. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that none of yourselves is a gift of God, not the result of works, lest anyone should boast. It's God who has saved us. It is God who has shown us his grace. So we don't get to boast about it. So the next logical question, he says, by what law of works? You know, did he make us righteous by the law of works? He said, no, but by the law of faith. Right? Not by works, but by faith. Do we believe? Has he circumcised our hearts? Has he taken out our heart of stone and given us a heart of flesh? Have we been reborn? Have we been regenerated? This is the heart of what's going on here. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. There's a wonderful Christian song. It brought me to tears. The first time I heard it, I remember sitting in my car and I was parked outside my house, and it was amazing. 10th Avenue North was the band's name, and the song has a line about, why are you trying to earn grace? And it's this beautiful song about, stop it. Right? You've already been purchased. You've already been bought with a price. He's shown his grace to you. Stop trying to go back to work. Stop trying to earn your father's love. Right? Do the things because you love him, but don't be so racked by fear that you somehow have to earn his love. That you have no rest for your soul. And so, this is good news. Right, this is wonderful news, because it's not just for, this is what verse 29 and following gets at, right? Is he the God of the Jews only? No, he's the God of the Gentiles also. Since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised by faith. Do you see what he's doing here? He's saying he's tearing down this wall of division. There is a barrier between the two of them, Jews on this side, Gentiles on this side. And he's saying, whoa, that wall goes away in Jesus Christ. because the Jews are justified by faith in Christ. And the Gentiles, guess how they're justified? By faith in Christ. Both groups. I.e. all humanity. There's only one way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. We must go to the Father through faith in Christ. That's the only way for Jews and Gentiles. Since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised by faith. Right? And so this is what he's saying. It's about faith. Faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ. This is why he's going to get to that place where he's going to say that if we confess with our mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Do we have faith in God's promises? Do we have faith specifically in the person and work of Jesus Christ? We got a problem in our lives. We're not good enough to go before a holy God. He's got beef with us. He's got charges against us. But in Jesus Christ, he's redeemed us and he's declared us to be righteous. Well, I didn't, man, I'm just so excited about this passage. I didn't even, what is this about? I didn't get to any of that. What's the best verse? Well, I have a whole bunch of stuff underlined here. I basically have everything from verse 22 to verse 26 underlined, and on the side is double underlined, and I have an exclamation point in the margin. And then I have verse 28 underlined, double underlined as well. What would you in your Bible? Let me know down in the comments. What would you underline if you're on Facebook or YouTube? What would you say is the best verse to get at the heart of this? Last calling. What are we called to do? I don't know, maybe you started this road by faith and you've slipped into this understanding, this mindset that somehow you have to earn your Father's grace. You started by faith, but now we're trying to finish by works. You were redeemed unto holiness. That's true. But we weren't redeemed out of a slavish fear. But we were redeemed that we might love God, that we might serve him with a wholehearted joy. Yeah, it's a slog sometimes. It's not easy. Right? They were told to put to death, therefore, the desires of our flesh, right? We have to beat our bodies into submission, right? This is difficult to do in the Christian life. But my sanctification is a joy for what the Holy Spirit is doing, not a measure of whether I'll go to heaven or not. Because I don't earn my own righteousness. You don't earn your own righteousness, so I tell you to rejoice always in the Lord. To fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. To know nothing other than Jesus Christ and him crucified. To know that you have a living hope in Jesus Christ who has risen from the dead. To worship and praise your Father who's in heaven. I pray that you'll find rest for your soul. I pray that you have joy today. That's what I think our calling is, to believe, to have faith in Christ. And if you have faith in Christ, marvel in his goodness. Let's pray. Father, how wonderful and how good you are, that you are both righteous and the one who makes us righteous. Lord, we thank you that you have purchased us with the blood of Jesus Christ and that we are your own. Sinful people we are, Lord. But you have been so kind to us. You have loved us with a costly love. And we pray that we would rejoice always in what you have done, that we might marvel in your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the joy of Jesus Christ wash over your heart this morning. May he give you peace and comfort, knowing that he has loved you and will always love his people. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.